You're listening to Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards on DailyCast News Talk Radio.
Hey, MAGA. I would like you guys to close your eyes and imagine for a moment. Imagine this. Let's go back when Obama was president. Imagine if Obama decided to send our servicemen and women into red states to harass y'all. Imagine if the military was walking up and down your streets and so-called picking up garbage. You people would have a frickin' cow. It would be January 6th every day. You're supposed to be the don't tread on me party, yet you turned into total hypocrites under Taco. Well, now, on to Democrats. President Trump, or as we like to call him, Taco, because Trump always chickens out, has been threatening to send federal troops to Chicago to combat crime. But last week, he announced he's sending those troops to Memphis instead, a decision that Chicago officials are taking what they call a victory lap. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker didn't mince words in his response to the Memphis deployment. Quote, "It's disturbing that the president is hell-bent on sending troops onto America's streets. Using those who serve in uniform as political props is insulting. None of this is normal." The tension between Trump and Chicago leadership has been building for weeks. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson fired back at the president's original threats on social media, saying Trump wanted to occupy our city and break down our Constitution. Let's put it into this context. Taco first floated the idea of deploying the National Guard troops to Chicago back in late August. Since then, he's repeatedly criticized the city over crime rates, calling Chicago both a disaster and a hellhole. But here's the reality check. Chicago police data shows that the city has actually seen a significant improvement in public safety. Homicides are down nearly 30% compared to last year, and shootings have dropped by 38%. Governor Pritzker wasn't backing down from this fight. He questions whether the president even had legal authority to send National Guard troops to Illinois against his wishes. The governor threatened lawsuits, held multiple press conferences, and made national media appearances to challenge Trump directly. His message to the president was blunt. We don't need or want you here, Donald. The timing here is remarkable. It's been less than a week since Trump posted on social media that Chicago is about to find out why it's called the Department of War. But by midweek, he had completely changed course, saying instead that he wanted to help cities that actually wanted federal assistance. There's another layer to this story that you should know about. While Taco backed down on sending troops, the Department of Homeland Security just launched something called Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago. This operation is ramping up immigration and customs enforcement raids throughout the city. Both Governor Pritzker and Mayor Johnson are opposing this idea and these ICE raids as well. They're pointing to the state and city laws that prevent local law enforcement from assisting federal immigration enforcement. So what does this mean for other cities? Chicago officials believe their pushback strategy can serve as a blueprint for other municipalities facing similar federal pressure. They've shown that coordinated resistance from state and local leaders can effectively challenge federal overreach. So this highlights the ongoing tension between federal and local authorities, a debate that will likely continue playing out across the country in the coming months. So the bloated orange taco loses again. Of course, when the media starts calling him out on this, he'll have a late-night Big Mac rage and probably send his minions into Chicago anyways, because that's our stable, swollen leader in action. I'm in the bank of coke, dumb as a rock, and I know it.